Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Menachais, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mincha or Min HaMincha. This person says, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself to bring a Mincha, or a type of Mincha. Again, he doesn't specify which of the five types. Yavi Echas, he brings one Mincha. Which one? Any of the five. Bring a Mincha Silas, Machvas, Marcheshes, one of the two types of Mafei Taner. If he says Menachais, Lashon Rabim, or Min HaMenachais, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself to bring Menachais, or a type of Menachais. Again, doesn't tell us which one. Yavi Shtayim, he brings two. That's the minimum amount for plural. But it should be the same. In other words, don't bring one Minchas Marcheshes, one Minchas Soilas. Whatever you're bringing, bring the same. Now, if he says Peirashti, when I said I'm going to bring a Mincha, I said which one of the five. But any day in my Peirashti, I don't remember. So Yavi Chamishtan, he has to bring all five. Here too, he has to make a Tanai. Whichever one I promised, that's for my Nedah. The rest are in a Dov. Suppose he says, Peirashti Mincha Shel Esroinim. I explained, when I made my nether, I set up a feirish, I'm going to bring a mincha of a certain number of isarets. But I don't remember the number. Yavi mincha shel shishim asarets. He has to bring a mincha of 60 isarets. Because again, like we discussed in the last Mishnah, well, that's the most that it could be. Now, Rebbe says, no, it's not so simple over here. Rebbe says, you know what he has to do? Because he used the term mincha, a mincha of isarets. So this isn't going to be as simple as let him bring a mincha of 60 isarets. Rather, Yavi Menachai Shel Esroinim Me Echad Vashishim. You know what that means? He has to bring 60 Menachais. One of them, one Asarin inside. The second one, two Asarins. The third one, three Asarins. Still the 60th with 60. It's the only way I can be sure that one of these is what he promised. Wait a second. What's my problem? Suppose he said 50. Suppose the real number was 50 and he brings 60. So we said what we could do. He should make it tonight. Say 50 is the nether and 10 should be an extra nedava. Says Rebbe, it won't work. By saying a mincha of the sarens, it's mashma. Whatever you're going to bring has to be in a single keli, and nothing else could be in that keli. So if you promise 60 and he brings 60, fine. But if he only promised 2 or 59, it doesn't make a difference. Less than 60, and he's going to bring 60, that means you have extra in this keli. It's not going to help to say, well, the extra should be in a nedava. Well, the nedava can't be in this keli. So yeah, he can bring 60 and say 59 out of the 60 is in a nedava. The one I promised is a neder. That you can do. But you have to bring 60. Because I need every possibility. I need an Asarin and a Keli, and only an Asarin, and I need two Asarinim, and only two Asarinim until 60. So you know how many Asarins of flour he's going to have to bring? The Batrim Exegesh, it's a total of 1,830 in 60 vessels. So again, if he says Mincha or Min HaMincha, he brings any one of the five. Menaches, Min HaMenaches, he brings two. Should be the same two, but any one. Pick your choice. If he says, I said how many, but I don't remember, you have to bring all five. If he says Mincha Shel Esrayim, but I don't remember, here's the key. Because he said Mincha Shel Esrayim, so the Tanakama is still okay with him bringing 60 Asar. Look, if he only said two, if he only meant two and he brings 60, so 58 is Nadava and two is his Nadava. It could all be in the same Keli. Rebbe says no. Because he said Mincha Shel Esrayim, that means he's koveya his neder in a keli, and nothing else could be in that keli. So I can't just say bring the maximum amount, because I don't know how much he promised. If he only promised 2 or 59, like we said, it doesn't make a difference. The point is you can't have any extra in the keli. So the only way to do this is for him to bring 60 separate kelim, each one having a different amount, 1 asarin, 2 asarinus, and so on. Now you can make it tonight. And say 59 out of the 60 are in a davar. The one that I promised is the one that I promised. And again, why is this different than the previous Mishnah? It's because he used the term a mincha. In the previous Mishnah, he didn't say a mincha. So there, it doesn't bother me to mix the nedava and the neder in one keli. But here, because he said a mincha, I'm going to have to cover all my bases. And the only way to do that is to have this person bring a total of 60 menachos going from 1 to 60. And if you do the math like we said, it would add up to 1,830 isarins.